from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're going to talk with Brian McFadden coming up in about 20 minutes here on the show. There is a lot of stuff that's happening, man. It feels like there is a lot of, you know, energy happening with this Falcon football team. And we were saying, all of a sudden, you're getting some love from the national shows. I got a guy who said today, Dukes, this isn't love. A lot of people are just jumping on the bandwagon. Well, get on now. That's fine.
We got room for you. And what's the right until kickoff on that first Sunday? Well, then the bandwagon is full.
Correct. Yeah, it's going to be too late. So, you know, the fact of the matter is we already had buzz and juice with acquiring Kirk Cousins because it was one of those moves, again, in the offseason that everybody else around the league went, okay, that was obvious. They need to do something. They did it, and they went big. You could have went cheap, and you could have just said, we'll draft it. But they said, we're not only going to get the veteran guy, but we're also going to draft it. So we had buzz there. Then I want you to think about this. Draft came, and we got buzz, maybe for the wrong reasons at the time, but everybody was talking about what we did in the draft.
Yes, no one understood it outside of Atlanta, but now it doesn't look so crazy because you're able to go address your needs.
So you got the free agent buzz. You got the draft buzz because right. That was the talk at the draft. Everything else kind of played out the way we thought. Caleb Williams, that wasn't a surprise. Michael Penix, 8? Holy crap, what are the Falcons doing? Then you get to training camp. And now you've pulled off two of the biggest moves, okay, that we've seen happen for any team in a very long time where you go get a free agent, all-pro guy, and Justin Simmons. Guys, he's been second-team all-pro like 4 years of the 8 he's been in the league. He's a perennial pro bowler. And then you go get Matthew Judon, who's been a stud, a name brand. More buzz. We are the talk. And if you understand that and you utilize this momentum by going into the season, if we are going to be as good as we think we are, this is going to be a fun year.
Right. I mean, it's hard because – and this is where it's funny. A quick story before we get to the blitz. Walking the dog this morning, walking Ike, and Dennis is one of my neighbors, and he's got a black lab shadow, and Ike, we're walking, and he goes, well, Falcons really stepping up. He goes, is it going to amount to anything? I go, yes, it's made our defense so much better. Dennis is one of these guys who's like, womp, womp, like the glass half. He's lived here as long as you and I have longer. And he's one of these glass half empty guys. He goes, yeah, but will it really matter? Yeah, I go, yes, this guy's a difference maker. We just got one of the top 10, literally by any metric, edge rushers in the NFL. He goes, yeah, but the injury, yeah, it's a bicep. I said, J.J. Watt played with that thing. And as we're walking around the lake today, I got to convince him. No, I'm like, this is really big. I go, this is why everybody goes, yeah, I seen it on TV. I go, yeah, because it is worth talking about. So you got to shake your mind out of all this classic Atlanta, oh, whatever. We won't do anything. We know it's been 6 years, but this makes us a completely different football team.
Boogie, scream for me again, man. Go ahead. Let it out.
That's how people were feeling.
Exaltation. We know we're going to score. Guys, we know we're going to score points. See, if Cousins can stay healthy, the offensive line is not an issue. He's going to get the ball in all the hands of these playmakers. The question we had is, where's the pass rush coming from? How's that secondary going to work out? You addressed it.
Feels good.
I mean, there's a real buzz. And if you're not catching Falcons fever,
catch it. You got to catch it. You better get on now. Do not call us week 5, okay? Man, I don't think the team is going to be this good, man. Y'all were right. Do not call us week 5. They got to go out and win, but there is buzz, and we just have not had this. Right. It's been literally,
what are the Falcons doing?
Well, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, guys, you haven't had a quarter. Again, you shouldn't have to remind you. Injury bug, cap hell, bad quarterbacks came out the other end. And now we got a general manager who's very aggressive. When he's got the ability to do it, he's very aggressive. Now, only time will tell if it works. I mean, only time will tell if the Penix deal moves. But again, when you go and address needs and still were able to draft a guy that may be the future quarterback of the franchise, you really can't argue with that right now.
No, you cannot. All right, B-Max on the way right now. Let's get to an NFL. Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, can I hear Ramondre Stevenson asked about Matthew Judon? And I just want you to hear, this is a guy that's still in New England, and, you know, he's going to touch the rock a lot for them. But, you know, even his teammates realized, man, I'd rather have him than not have him. Here's Stevenson talking about Judon.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. I was talking about your defensive teammate.
Oh, Judon.
Matthew Judon. He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Sure, a different place. Excited for him. I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited for him.
Way to cover for him. He missed the question completely. I miss Bill, but we can get it done with Gerard. My teammate?
Man, he's got some explaining to do.
Very, very funny. Yeah, the fact that the guy that's interviewing him is like, I didn't ask that question.
Some would say it could be a metaphor for the Patriots in years to come.
It's true.
Kind of confused and not really sure what's going on.
Mike, I'm telling you, I just don't think they're going to be good. They're not talented guys. Here's the deal, and this is another thing about why everybody's excited about what we got. There is our talent level has risen, okay? You still need talent in this league. That's not a talented football team, Mike. I said last year, they didn't have anybody to scare you down the field.
Right.
They didn't have anybody to take the top off. The defense was good at times. And again, when Judon, once he went down, it changed things completely. But, yeah, I that was funny, man. We had to play that for you. That's their running back, Ramondre Stevenson.
You mean Judon.
Meanwhile, the Steelers are searching for, check this out, air quotes, Ohio State Justin Fields. When I got here, the biggest thing was just be on time, be accurate, Fields said. They didn't really care too much about my footwork or that my left foot was up or my right foot was up. They just said to me, just close your eyes and whatever that is most comfortable for you, do that. So that's what I've done. Right foot forward, which makes sense. I've been doing it my whole life. Talking about just the technique, right, of playing quarterback and the things that the nuances that we kind of take for granted. Here's the thing, though. What is the Ohio State Justin Fields? Has he not been that guy since he got to the league?
Well, that's 6 touchdowns and 1 interception. That's taken a hit from Skalski that nearly cut him in half, and he still rushes for what? He had a ton of rushing yards, too. Yeah, 42. So altogether, he was over 430 total yards from scrimmage in that game.
Mm.
The total weapon.
Total weapon.
But, I mean, 6 touchdowns against Clemson. A 10-1 Clemson team in that game in the semifinal. Now, by the time, unfortunately, they got to play Bama, he's kind of squished and busted in half. But that was the game you and I talked about on the show the next week. I was like, this is a guy that I'd love to see here. That's what you talked about during the draft.
Yeah.
He's tough, but 6 touchdowns against Clemson in a semifinal game. That's the guy that I think the Bears fans thought they were getting.
I totally agree. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships as we go around the National Football League. Mike, Dak Prescott says that he has a lot of confidence about a new contract. He says the conversations are going the right way. What is Jerry doing here? If that's the situation, what is he doing?
It's just, he's like... you know, he just lost it. Can we just be honest? I said this to you yesterday. Why are we dancing around the subject? Jerry Jones has lost it.
Sometimes being all in means you narrow, you remove the months out here that are in the future.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I mean, the next thing you know, he's going to be holding a TV remote to his head thinking it's a cell phone. I mean, I'm guys, he makes no sense. He talks in circles. Now, at least his players, you know, Dak Prescott said he thinks things are going, at least what he's hearing from his agent, things are progressing. Yeah. But, it's guys, it's not that complicated. If you, unless you want to start from ground zero with your quarterback, not easy to do in the NFL, unless you've got somebody earmarked that's going to be a free agent, or you think Trey Lance is somehow going to magically, you're going to sprinkle magic quarterback dust on him, you got to go with Dak.
You got to go with Dak. I'll say this. If Kirk Cousins has this season, 70% completion rate, 45-16. That's 4,516 yards, 36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and yards per attempt was 8. That's what Dak did last year, and he was the runner-up in the MVP. If Kirk Cousins has that kind of season, Mike, not only are we in the playoffs, we're probably deep in the playoffs. That is an amazing season which he's come off of. Look, I've been as critical as anybody about Dak Prescott, but I'm with Mike on this. Like, this is not hard, and we keep going around and around. I mean, we are literally, what, is this 3 weeks now in the camp?
Right.
I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know that we've talked about Dallas. Hey, look, that's the thing that is keeping them from getting to the Super Bowl is they...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Got to have Dak Prescott play clutch in the big games, and I think Jerry is still, I think maybe that's where it's at. You know, as you said, he didn't give McCarthy the contract extension because of the awful performance, getting humiliated by the Packers. Remember how bad that game was at halftime?
Oh, it was ugly. Yeah, I think it was
the division playoff game.
Correct. 27-3 or something of that nature, or something like that.
Speaking of, we were talking about Justin Fields earlier. I'm 2 episodes in. I'm caught up. I know not everybody's gotten to watch Hard Knocks because, you know, it's on Tuesdays. If you notice, there's no blankety-blank. There's no cussing. the Bears have asked and they've edited out all the cussing. So you're not hearing a lot of, you know, stuff that you'd normally hear on Hard Knocks.
You know what? I hadn't even thought about it. And I've watched both episodes, too. It hadn't even dawned on me.
Right.
Huh.
So, yeah, I mean, the Bears, and this is an article from Pro Football Talk, you know, the teams have total, they have the final edit or some degree of the final edit. Remember, that's why when the Raiders, that whole thing down with Antonio Brown, we never saw it.
Right.
Everything kind of happened after the fact. Well, in this case, editorial choices made by the Bears, they're saying it's less real because, look, word practice, men talk like men. It's locker room talk, the definition of it. But you're not getting that with the Bears. They didn't want to do Hard Knocks at all, and they said, look, we're gonna have a chance to edit it out, so you're getting no cussing.
I don't know if I like that. I mean, it hadn't dawned on me, honestly, until you just said that, but it makes total sense. It's been a nice, clean version.
It's the not-so-monstrous Monsters of the Midway.
It's the G-rated version.
Yeah, that's what it's PG, basically. Hey, we talked a lot about playing your players to not play your players. Josh Allen, healthy starters for the Bills, have already had some injuries, losing one of their linebackers.
Did it.
They're going to play for more than a quarter on Saturday. Not sure how the Ravens are going to approach our pregame, our preseason game on Saturday, too, as well.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know, it's all about the work you're going to get in. And I say this, if we lose to the Ravens, so what? Okay? I don't care. If there's guys that need to get work in and they want to see a little bit more of, which they do, there are certain players. Mike, you know, we've been talking about Casey Washington, right? Had a really good camp. Maybe he makes some plays in this preseason game that puts him over the top, where the coaching staff says, yeah, this is a guy that's going to make the roster. You just don't know what they're trying to achieve.
Right.
But my point is, I don't care about the win or the loss. If we lose to the Ravens tomorrow, so what?
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, since we've gone to like the three-game preseason, because I don't want to sound like I'm talking on both sides of my head, we had this run where we didn't win a preseason game for three seasons. And it was like kind of like, well, I know they don't mean anything, but don't you want to have a little, you know, at least know what it's like for your team to feel like you can win a game for Dan Quinn? And that was, again, it kind of crossed over when it got bad under Dan Quinn after the playoffs.
That's true.
But in this case, I just think now we're all kind of looking at this as we're so close to getting two preseason games, maybe just one, and then an 18-game season. So just get through it.
Meanwhile, Guy Stetson Bennett on Tuesday, when he asked if he felt comfortable, and we're talking about Sean McVay with Bennett, he says, I think we've got to be able to see more of a body of work. Now, you know, he threw four picks and then threw a game-winning touchdown.
Right.
In that first preseason game for the Rams, but he's likely to get a majority of the Rams reps, Mike, in the final two preseason games. So it's Chargers and Texans. Stafford left joint practices early Wednesday with a hamstring.
Right.
He had tightness. So McVay says, listen, I don't know how serious that thing is, but I got to see more from Stetson Bennett.
And Garoppolo's got a suspension, right? Is it four games? Four-game suspension to start the season? So is it six? Four. I got it right.
PDs.
Two. Check that. I couldn't. The microphone was blocking Orange's big meat hook hands. Two. That's two for Jimmy Garoppolo, Jimmy G, to start the season. In case you're wondering, four-string quarterback out of UT Martin is Dresser Wynn.
Is it really? Yeah.
Sounds like the name of a supermarket.
It does.
Hey, pick me up some burgers at Dresser Wynn.
Yeah, exactly. Cheaper prices at Dresser Wynn.
Just
use your coupon.
Not moving the needle.
I like it.
Anyway, good luck to Stetson Bennett, but you're right. You know, you can't be throwing the four picks in any game.
Dixie Win is what we're thinking of, right? Is that?
And Winn-Dixie.
Winn-Dixie.
The beef people.
That's right. Thank you. All right, coming up, B-Mac. Brian McFadden is going to join us. What does he think about the most exciting team in the NFL? You heard me. It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk to our man, Bryant McFadden, co-host of All Things Covered. Great podcast with Patrick Peterson and, of course, CBS NFL analyst. He's been making his rounds, Mike, all around the National Football League, various camps. B-Mac, it's good to have you back on. Listen, we've been talking about it today, and you know this. I'm talking about Atlanta. We are the talk of the NFL, man, right now. With all the moves that have been made, how do you look at these moves, and how much better do you think they make us?
I love both moves because they're super impactful players. But it's safe to say those are needs for Atlanta on the defensive side. You know, starting with Matthew Judon, he's a double-digit sack guy. You know, a double-digit sack guy for sure. The experience, you look at where he's been in his professional career, every stop, he's been overly successful. And, you know, you talk about the concerns for Atlanta for such a long time. I mean – And finding an elite pass rusher has been an issue for Atlanta. I mean, you got to go back to, you know, John Abraham days when he was here in Atlanta. When you talk about consistency and putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks from one individual, now you have that guy in Matthew Judon. And then when you look at Justin, I mean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, he has the most interceptions since 2016.
Yep, you're right.
I mean, he's a ball-hawking safety. And he's a guy that's not a liability in run support. So you got two interchangeable safeties with Justin, and we look at Bates. And seeing what Bates did last year, just his intro to the city here in Atlanta, just the big-time playmaker that he was, you have arguably two of the best ball-hawking safeties that's in the same secondary in the National Football League. So final, you know, say-so for me, Atlanta got better this week. They're not the same team they were a week ago. Without these guys, they improve dramatically. And let's see how those players transition on the football field whenever they get on the grass with the rest of the guys in meaningful football games.
And B-Mac, you kind of answered the question, but just to double down on it. So they are cool, even though they're kind of the same guy, as far as you think it's still cool that Simmons can do the run support thing?
Oh, interchangeable, no question. They're football players, most importantly. Right. They're football players, and if you look at how they played the game throughout their professional career, even going back to Jesse Bates, when he was with Cincinnati, he was a guy that could man the post, or he was a guy that can mix it up in the box. The same could be said for Simmons when you talk about what he's done. He's a guy that could command the post or mix it up in the box. So you have two interchangeable safeties, which is unique because most defenses, they'll have one guy who they love to have in a box, the other guy who you love to have in the post, because you felt like they do one thing better than the other. For these two guys, they both excel either in the box and the post, and that provides versatility for your defense, especially the guys in the secondary.
Do you think Jimmy Lake is going to allow these guys to play a little bit more freer than what we've seen with previous DCs that have been here? We've gone through a couple. And from what you know, or maybe what you've seen from his defenses?
You have to. That's what makes great defenses great. Guys, when you try to put handcuffs on guys, now you limit what they can do. Both guys, and Justin and Jesse, they have the ability to improvise on the fly, right? And what I mean when I say that, yeah, I might be the middle third safety, but if I see something, I'm gonna tell my backside safety, hey, I might leave. So now you got to get a little more depth just to be able to help me. If I leave and I'm wrong, you can still cover me up. So that's what good coaches do when they're coaching extraordinary talented players. I can't put a muzzle on you. You know what I mean? I want you to be free and make sure that you're number one transparent, but make sure you use your God-given ability, which is your instincts. You can't coach, you can't teach instincts. Either you have it or you don't. And based on these two players, their interception resume, that tells all of us what? These guys got instincts.
Our man, Bryce McFadden, if you listen to him, guys, all summer long, we've been saying, why don't we go get these guys, talking about backups or upgrades for our corners? And then we find out the last few weeks, Bryant, there's a guy who's been out of football, which kind of was an eyebrow raiser for us, in Kevin King, who now maybe has regained his second-round draft pick form. You buying that?
I mean, right now he's been really playing good football, right? He has sparked the interest of the coaching staff. Heck, he sparked the interest of the fans. And to your point, he was a second-round draft pick. It wasn't like this was a guy that barely got into the National Football League. He was a second-round draft pick that had a real good collegiate career. And unfortunately, in the National Football League, injuries has plagued his success. So it seems like, most importantly, he's successful. I mean, he's healthy, right? That's the most important thing. He's healthy. And now when it comes to his health, along with his athleticism, he's around 6'2", 200-plus pounds. I mean, that is a athletic corner based on what he's been able to display when he's been healthy. And he understands that, let's keep it real. This is his last shot in the National Football League, right? And he's attacking this opportunity with that mindset. And that's why we're starting to see some real good football being played by him. And like I said, he sparked the interest of not just the fan base, but I believe he sparked the interest of the coaching staff as well.
For the places you've been, who has impressed you the most? It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, man. Now, I just was in Chicago this week with the Bears. Hopefully, you guys might see me get a little quick cameo on Hard Knocks next week when that episode releases. They're a very, very impressive group, guys. But that group down in Houston, that's a varsity team. Like, you know, in the National Football League, you got some teams that are varsity. You got some teams that, they're a little JV squad. That is a legit varsity team. And no knock on the other places that I've been, but Houston, everyone is talking about some of the other teams in the AFC, you know, Baltimore, the Jets, Buffalo, Cleveland, Miami, of course, Kansas City. But I'm telling you right now, for anyone that loves putting a little money on these, you know, season totals and things like that, Houston can go. If they stay healthy, I wouldn't be surprised to see Houston find a way to get it, make it to New Orleans for the Super Bowl this year.
It's our man Brian McFadden, two-time Super Bowl winner with the Steelers here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know we asked you last time. I'll ask again. You got any insight into Mr. Unlimited Russell Wilson winning the job in Pittsburgh?
Hey, you know, a few weeks ago, guys, before week one of the preseason, we were talking about the job that Justin Fields was doing and, you know, all the positive things that was coming from him in camp. Justin had a lot of leverage going into last week's matchup against Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Right? And he didn't play bad, but he didn't continue that high-level play that he was doing in practices right. in the game. You know, you look at some of the things he did or did not do. You know, the two fumbles from center to quarterback exchange wasn't clean. That was an issue. And the rhythm just wasn't there offensively. Now, because of that, old Russell – you know, Russell's starting to kind of get things rolling back again when it comes to health. And to that point, Mike Tomlin said Russell is playing and he's running with the ones. It's not like there's a split opportunity for both guys to get reps with the ones. Guess what? Russell's getting reps with the ones. So now it's basically, in my opinion, it's Russell's job to lose. And remember I said a few weeks ago, if Russell isn't healthy, it's easier for Justin Fields to become the starting quarterback. All right? I mean, that's common sense. But now Russell is healthy, and if Russell goes out and just plays pretty good football, you don't have to blow Coach Tomlin's eyes away like it's a playoff-caliber performance, but just play good football, no question. When it comes to week one here in Atlanta, Russell will be trotting out with the ones.
All right, before we let you go, I got to tell you, Micah, I feel like he is he's turned his back on Norville. I don't know where you're at this, but it feels like Mike is like not convinced that Norville's going to get the job done. He's already told me to take the points with Georgia Tech. I'm like, Mike, you're going to the game.
All right, real quick, just as a caveat to what Carl just said, a gross misrepresentation, in my opinion. I'm hearing from my boys in Tally that DJU just looks average.
Okay. Now, the thing is now, let's do it like this, Mike. If he's looking average, I can accept that because I think we got a high-level defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think our defense is going to be some hell raisers, right? Especially the guys that put pressure on the football. We got a lot of pros that people are not talking about, but by the month of November, they're going to be talking about these guys, especially on the defensive side. That's one thing. Number two, how many times have we heard either from the professional side of things or the collegiate side of things, man, this guy's looking great in camp. He's looking great in practice. But when you turn the lights on, you don't see the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So to your point in regards to DJU, I don't think we need DJU to sit up and try to win ball games for us because our offense is not like that. We run the football. We run the football to set the pass. Now, we had a great athletic quarterback in years past in Jordan Travis that made things easier. But for our DJU, do what he did last year. This year, be smart with the football, protect it, make timely plays, and our running game and our defense is going to pave the rest of the way out for us. And in regards to that spread with Georgia Tech, where we at? Is it 10.5 right now?
I got it at 12. I mean, I heard 10.
Yeah, you know, it sounded like 11 and 10.5 now. A lot of big money from Georgia Tech, and Georgia Tech is throwing money around in a lot of ways to the program, to their NIL as well.
Yeah. Who is the money man now for Georgia Tech, man? I heard they just got that big tackle, man. It gave him like $800,000 a year. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's
Big 10-4.
Yeah, it's true.
Man, I need to go back to high school, man. I was a 5-star when I came out. Can I get some back pay? $800 out the gate
right.
a year. Shouts out to Georgia Tech. I love what they're doing, but I love us in that spot. And the thing about Vegas, you know, guys, we've talked about betting in past segments with you guys. For me, it's almost like Vegas is telling the bettors to do what? Take Georgia Tech.
Right.
Like, they're begging you to take Georgia Tech with those points. Number one is week zero. That's the week of unknowns, right? You don't know what either side is going to do. Both teams are in the same conference in the ACC, so they know each other fairly well. And you're giving one team 11, 12 points depending on where you're shopping. They're telling you to take Georgia Tech. And usually when they tell you to do one thing, that's when they hit you across the head because everyone does it. They follow suit. I love us in this spot. I love our defense. Mike, I'm telling you right now, hear me out. Our defense is going to be legit. I'm giving you two names to watch for in Ireland. Matter of fact, you go into the game, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
All right. Two names to watch for. Rordell Williams,
right,
running back transfer from Alabama, and Malik Benson, the wide receiver from Alabama as well. Those are two names right now. Mark, what's the date? Today's day. August the 16th.
Yeah.
Right. Remember, I told you this on the 16th. Sunday, text my phone and tell me if I know ball or not.
Hey, man, you got a transfer from LSU, a transfer you mentioned from Alabama. The running back, by the way, Rordell Williams, he's number one on the depth chart. Defense is solid. Again,
y'all don't sound so sure to me.
I'm just saying Haynes King is a better quarterback than a guy who's on his third team. Haynes is only on his second team.
How many teams have Haynes King been on?
Two. A&M and Tech. Two.
Exactly. Last time I checked, Texas Tech, it wasn't like it was a heavy quarterback room there when it comes to competition. We're going to be fine.
All right.
You text my phone from Ireland
I will.
You get too tipsy.
I'm just being pragmatic, and that's definitely going to happen.
He said before you get tipsy. We got to run. Brian McFadden, appreciate you, man, and we'll look for you on the Hard Knocks. Hopefully you make the next episode.
Man, listen, man, I hope y'all see me on Hard Knocks, man. I had a good edge up, too, man, so I was looking fresh.
Nice. Hope you didn't cuss. They edited that out.
All right, B, take care, brother.
That's our man.
Good stuff.
And Brian was an all-world DB for the Noles back in the day.
Correct, yeah. He's locked in. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man. Turtles out today. Orin's got Yeah Man, No Man for us next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you know you can play the game? It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Turtle is out today. Big O has Yeah Man, No Man. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to talk some college football coming up. Also, Steve Coonan set to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as the Hawks schedule came out. And also, we're going to talk to our buddy Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB insider, as the Braves continue their West Coast road trip. And we'll talk about all the things going on around Major League Baseball. All right. With that said, and plenty more Falcons conversation as well, guys, if you're just tuning in, they are on the road, obviously, and they'll play tomorrow in Baltimore for their second preseason game.
Baltimore, where's that?
At noon, and our pregame coverage starts at 10. Big O, man, what's going on today? How you doing?
I'm all right, guys. It's Friday. You can't really be upset on a Friday, right?
No, you cannot.
Hell no.
No, we got a couple more hours of work here, and then the weekend, and then that's all good. Yeah, just can't be upset on a Friday.
I'm with you.
I just can't wait to grill this steak. We had a listener bring us steaks yesterday. Oh, yeah. We literally have the best audience members. Sorry this did not translate.
Just bringing y'all steaks? What?
Apologize this did not translate to the production staff and our support staff here back at the ranch.
Yeah, the
Orin.
Steaks don't really trickle down from the top.
But this thing, it's like the thing that tipped over Fred Flintstone's car. I can't wait to put that on the grill.
Brontosaurus thing,
it's unreal tonight.
His name's Coy. He does the cooking for the Falcons. He's a loyal listener, and he literally came out every day while we were up there at Hooters. He does the meals for the Falcons, for just giving you some background. And literally, we were talking about grilling, and he shows me this steak maybe last week and says, "You ever had anything like this?" I said, "Well, yeah, we cook all the time. We did the hotel tailgate at home."
Yeah.
And so I'm like, "Yeah, of course." He goes, "You haven't had this quality of meat." So I said, "Well, Mike heard it," and Mike goes, "Why don't you bring us some?"
Well, okay, tough guy.
And so he did, and we thought we were joking around. So yesterday, he brought us two tomahawks. So Mike has one, I has one. I'm going to cook mine probably Sunday or Saturday.
Thanks to Hooters, by the way. They put them in the freezer for us.
Yeah.
And they were sealed, obviously. But, I just can't wait to – we're going to reverse sear that bad boy tonight, man. Yeah.
So you're having yours tonight. I'm going to – either Saturday or Sunday. I haven't decided. But it's going to get done, and we'll put pictures out there. But
Mike's going to have like
you.
A – it's like the bone. It's a tomahawk. It's like a wiffle ball bat for a little man to run around with. So that's the plan.
I can tell you right now, Coy, having not seen pictures of the meat, I can guarantee you I've never had that quality of steak myself.
Well, that's what he said. I was like, really?
Well, I've never had that before, Coy. Yeah. Just throwing cash. Throwing that out there.
Where did you go out?
Audience.
You went out a while back. Where did you go?
And
you
Little Alley, yeah. That's right. Little Alley.
One of my best favorite places. All right, go ahead.
All right, guys. If I mention the name Haley Welch, do you guys know who that is?
Haley Welch.
No, Mike, you didn't date her.
Haley Welch Real Estate?
No.
Hi, I'm Haley Welch in Roswell. We'll get a fixer-upper for you.
She is Southern, very Southern. Haley Welch went viral couple months back, being the infamous Hawk Tua girl. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She
was that's a real name?
That's
a
real game. Name.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Mike.
Yes.
There you go. Yesterday decided, folks at City Field, good old folks at City Field decided to have her, the viral sensation, as they called her on the Major League Baseball Twitter feed, throw out the first pitch ahead of the Mets and A's game. Yeah, man, no, man. Having viral sensation Haley Welch throw out the first pitch before a Major League Baseball game. Then again, I'm all for her going out there and getting her money. Do right. what you got to do. That just seems a little bit close to the edge right there, though, guys. Yeah.
I got to be honest, in the old days when the Mets were terrible, I'm sure the Braves did the same thing. Any team that was struggling, you're looking for any reason to get someone to show up. Now, I don't know if the Hawk Tube girl brings anything to the ballpark. That I mean, she's a curiosity. I just think they're so focused on social media and everything that's happening for those. The young kids love the Hawk Tube girl. Get her to throw the first pitch out.
It's true. It's true. And people do know. I did not know her real name. It's just shame, isn't it? I just knew her as the Hawk Tube girl.
Anybody knew her real name like the first couple weeks of that's what they called her, yeah.
So, first of all, before I give you the answer, did she do a good job? Did she throw out the first pitch? Did she do a good job?
It got to home plate.
Okay, so she did a good job.
Yeah, she's not going to be one of the ones like Mariah in 50. He was going to be, immortalized for not having a great. Or, no, I saw MJK, Machine Gun Kelly, a couple days ago for the Guardians. He just turned and threw the pitch in the crowd.
Okay.
Was that bad?
No. He literally just turned and threw the ball into the crowd. Oh, that was
Carl,
first pitch.
Because Machine Gun Kelly's a rebel. He won't play by baseball's rules.
Okay. So it wasn't anything like that. No, he got to home plate, yes.
Gotcha. All right, so is this a little bit on the edge? To Mike's point, yes, it is, but it garners attention. And so for everybody who says, oh, that's disgusting. Well, why would they have that young lady there? You know why she's famous, don't you? Yeah. Yes, we do, and I have no issues with it. But Mike's right. This brings attention to the people, and it shows how they're cool from a social media standpoint that, hey, they are aware of what culturally is happening and what kids, or I say young folks, are all about right now.
But again, when I was a kid, first pitch would be Rachel Robinson, Jackie Robinson's widow.
What? Yes.
Billy Aaron.
Gil Hodges' widow.
Yeah.
Now we got the Hawk Tua. Granted, the standards have fallen, but we explained the reason why.
Yeah, I just read after showing you. I think you sent that to us yesterday, and I read some of the comments. And like the second comment, I couldn't read anymore because
it was it.
The guy was like, "I wonder if that was a blank ball," and I was like, "I'm not going to repeat it." And I was like, that. "Okay, I got to stop." Reading
I wish
this
I didn't
stuff.
Get that, but I got that.
Yeah. You can fill in the blank. So, anyways, Good for her.
Good. Hey, 15 minutes. She's rolling into 20 minutes now, so make it work for you, right?
Keep on keeping on.
She was at some concert for some big country artist recently.
Was it Zach?
No, but it was
Bryant. Luke Bryant.
It was Luke Bryant. Luke Bryant. Yes. Right.
They're all the names get kind of messed up.
I got to be honest. They're like NASCAR drivers. They are really interchangeable. Are.
Luke Bryant.
Just get a Luke Combs. A Zach. A Jack.
My Chevy truck. And you have to break down in the middle. Yeah,
and they all have like first name, last names, or first
names.
It goes
back. There's a very formulaic thing going on in country these days.
Yeah, I got to say this though.
I'm sorry, country.
I like country. Luke Combs' new album.
Luke Combs.
Okay, just real quick. So we're driving up. This even makes it worse.
Driving to Kentucky.
Yes, we're driving to Kentucky.
Of course.
Right. So
bluegrass country.
We got half the lyrics right there.
I've got like the all of the stuff.
Were you in a truck, Carl?
I was in a truck. Right.
And my baby doll.
And my wife and Trent and they
Did you have a dog with you, Carl?
Frankie was in the back. He was in the car.
And a big Dodge truck.
And I'm driving a truck. So Mike's laughing, but literally this ties right into what you're saying. So Luke, I'm flipping through the stations because I got like this U-Haul thing, right? It's not my car. And I'm like, and every station was, here's another one by Luke Combs. And it was like every time I turned the channel, I thought I was back in Texas. So literally, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to listen to this, right? Because, I'm driving in a new vehicle. I'm like, when I stop, I'll figure out the Bluetooth.
Right.
And I'm listening. This damn Luke Combs song almost had me crying, Mike. He's talking about his son and hunting and how soon enough he'll be hunting by himself again because, his son ticks him off when he's hunting because he makes noise. And I'm like, what is this?
We can make a song right now. Taking my train up to Kentucky, had to make a pit stop over at Bucky's.
There you go.
I can write a country song in 2 minutes.
Anyway,
I got to go to Nashville and make some money.
You got family, momentous occasion, and Bucky's. The formula right there, Carl.
You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. I didn't even know the name of the song. I was like, what is this? He's talking about hunting with his son, and all of a sudden, my son will be grown up, and he'll be gone, and I'll be hunting all by myself again. And I'm like...
What's that scene from, like, Tommy Boy, the right. Who comes on? Right. It was,
by the way,
you gonna turn it? No, I'm good. You gonna turn it? And you start crying.
From my buddy Kyle, who just is listening to us online, did the Huck Tua girl spit on the baseball is the question.
Well, that was that guy's comment.
That was it.
Moving right along here, gentlemen. Yes. I sent the story to you guys yesterday, too, but let me kind of set the scene of a film that may be coming out here pretty soon. The director is David O. Russell. David O. Russell, American Hustle, Three Kings, Silver Linings Playbook. Great director. The subject matter, John Madden, and it's going to focus on his coaching and broadcasting career, but also the development of the video game franchise Madden. You know who they got to get to play John Madden in this movie, guys?
Mm-mm. They should get Frank Caliendo.
That's true. Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can I interest you in a John Madden movie starring Nicolas Cage Madden?
I'm already having a tough time being sold on that. Only because at least Frank's, he would sound like him. And then they can make him, obviously, with the makeup look like him. I'm having a tough time already believing that he can pull this off, Mike.
Yeah, and look, the last Nicolas Cage movie, what's the one that he did with the,
You mean Bangkok?
Not Bangkok Dangerous. Man.
No.
If you've seen it, the one where he's playing himself, it's a crime lord who hires him to come and hang out with him.
Is it good?
With
Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal.
And that was actually pretty good. The most recent one where he's the guy who gets somehow subconsciously he's in everyone's dream. That was the HBO movie that just came out. He's like sort of a regular Joe.
Are you saying he's making a comeback?
Well, I mean, if you saw the interview he did, I think, on 60 Minutes, he was so in debt. He just lost everything.
He was buying, animal statues and skeletons and things.
And he literally lost his shirt, and he had to make everything that came down the pike, regardless if it was trash or not.
Direct-to-video cinema
why he made all those trash movies?
Yes. Yeah.
Just the final link, he just goes, yes, I'll do it, and hangs
had
up.
To do it. Had to do it.
I won't
say he can't because he's got acting chops. He's just done such garbage the last 5 years. It's hard to think of him doing anything. But I would think John Candy.
What's his best movie?
John Goodman could play Madden. The older Madden, not the younger Madden.
Leaving Las Vegas is his best movie, right?
Yes.
That's his best movie.
If you know, Con Air's in the realm.
You're talking as a thespian?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if I said, give me his best movie, right?
Right.
Period. Regardless of the genre, action, whatever.
Alabama, Green Beret, Cameron Poe, Con Air.
Leaving Las Vegas is his best movie.
I always like Valley Girl. Oh, is this in 3D? No, but your face is. Anyway. There's a lot of, he is getting crushed for because of just terrible movies, but he's done some good stuff. Raising Arizona, probably
Raising
my favorite.
Arizona
okay,
a good one
that's
too.
A good one. I agree. Okay, that's a good one.
The two guys who they wanted to play John Madden, Will Ferrell and Hugh Jackman, were not going to do it. So instead they went, I guess, I don't know if Nick was their third, fourth, fifth choice, but.
You know what? And here's the thing. I love Will Ferrell. I couldn't see him doing this either.
Right.
There's just a element to this that doesn't. There's nothing funny about John Madden. John Madden was such an intense and serious dude. Later in his career, we all know him for the broadcasting stuff. The coaching aspect, which you say they're going to hit on, right?
Right.
You got to find the right person. I don't know if he is.
But maybe, he'll be wearing a piece that has some hair on him and all that. But we'll see. By the way, a bunch of guys hitting us up texting that they think Face Off is the best Nicolas Cage movie.
It is. It's John Travolta. I watch it all the time when it's on. Listen, it is, and his little bro, and it's
right.
But just from a rank
Caster Troy,
Caster Troy, I've used that as a reservation. But just as a range standpoint, I think Leaving Las Vegas was his best movie. All right, I'm just talking about Nicolas Cage. I'm just curious.
Could you help me sign this check? I'm having brain surgery. Remember, he's got the shakes. Oh, I mean, it's trippy. It's a great movie, but it's the most depressing movie you'll ever watch.
Yeah, well, he takes his face off.
I'm talking Leaving Las Vegas. Face Off.
Depressing too, yes.
Yeah, I mean, Face Off is just, But the funny part is watching John Travolta do the Nicolas Cage impression.
It's
That's what's funny.
Yes, it is.
On that note, Carl, you better grab some tissues.
Yes! This is what I'm talking about. And here's the deal. If you just listen to the lyrics, that's all I'm saying.
All right. I'm going to write this Carl Duke's Country song about Trent going back to Kentucky.
I'm in the truck laughing, Mike, because I'm literally like, I'm driving to stinking Kentucky listening to Luke Combs. All right.
Passing Bardstown, I put the hammer down. I could write a country song in 30 seconds.
All right.
Let's make some money.
We could. Coming up, we'll talk some college football. Where is Georgia's quarterback ranked as far as the best player in college football? Find out coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.